This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The story of how so many people in Flint, Michigan were poisoned by lead in their drinking water is, among other things, about the politics of regulation and possibly double standards when it comes to the treatment of poor communities. It's also a story about failing infrastructure. High levels of lead began to flow into the water system there when it was disturbed by corrosive water from the Flint River, which the city opted to use as a water source in 2014 to save money. Fixing the problem in a sustained way now could involve an expensive public works project, since the pipes that lead into houses, what are called service lines, are typically made of lead. From Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk, Lizzie O'Leary reports.
Here's the question at the root of the issue. Do you know if you have a lead service line?
Some guy came by the other day and asked me something about that, a lead service line.
I don't think anybody knows. I don't think I do. Our water's been clear. It's been fine. Doesn't smell. Doesn't taste bad. We don't take any chances, but...
And you don't think anybody knows?
I don't... Somebody's got to know. Somebody downtown, probably.
Well, the thing is, the city doesn't really know. Flint is an old city and, frankly, pretty close to broke. Its water records live on faded and peeling maps and thousands of index cards in this big gray filing cabinet in the city's water service center.
Looking at this, you've got card after card after...
50,000.
50,000?
Yes, there are 50,000 cards in this catalog, but nobody knows the exact number.
And if anybody does, it's him. That's Alan Roberts. He works at the Water Service Center, and he's slowly been building a database of Flint service lines by looking at the cards to see what the pipes are made of.
That little C says copper.
Wow.
So, and there's approximately 50,000 of these. Now, let me show you this map directly behind you. It is that square, grid square of the city.
Okay. So you basically have to go map by map, house by house, and look at every line.
It's incredibly tedious, yes.
Roberts was doing this on his own long before Flint's water crisis became a national concern. Now, a team from the University of Michigan at Flint is putting this data into their computerized mapping systems. They hope to finish compiling their information in about 10 days. Then they'll share it with the city and the state. So far, about 10% of the homes they've mapped have lead service lines. But because Flint's records are so spotty, the final percentage could be higher. And Flint isn't an outlier. Many old cities don't know where their lead lines are, according to Lyke Thompson, a professor at Wayne State University. But unlike Flint, other cities put anti-corrosion chemicals into their water to make sure the pipes don't leach.
Since the corrosion control works, they don't have to know exactly where those lines are.
Flint doesn't have that option. Replacing the lines could cost hundreds of millions of dollars, but they have to find them first. In Flint, I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.
This week, some big companies, Walmart, Pepsi, and Nestle, said they're donating more than 6 million bottles of water to students in Flint. That's enough for 10,000 school children for a year, at least during their hours while they're at school.